Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to each and every one of you. The Eric Zane Show podcast has begun from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports are on 14 Mile Road, beautiful Rockford, Michigan. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. So you're like, oh my God, I really want to get a side-by-side. That's where you go. A Yamaha golf cart. Who wouldn't want a Yamaha golf cart? You go to Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. Oh my God, my quad broke down. They've got a fantastic service department. Love them over at Impact Power Sports. Check them out online, impactpowersportsmi.com. What a turn of events. Just now, not that long since Biden said, that's it, I'm out. Short time later, span of days, Kamala Harris said, you know what, I want to try to be the president. All right, go for it. Now, if you asked me when that all happened, if I thought that Trump would, if this would affect Trump in any way, I would have said, no, Trump's going to win. I had felt that for quite some time. I hadn't yet felt any momentum from Harris. But I think MAGA guy is starting to get concerned. I mean, if you're Joe MAGA, and you say that I don't believe in any polls or anything like that, or I don't know if that's a wise move. I think you should worry about polls. But I don't know if there's anything you can do about it. This has so suddenly turned on its ear. And I was watching Rogan with Michael Malice the other day. And Malice said, the whole business of Trump being shot, that would make the election a foregone conclusion. Trump was going to win. And I was like, that's what I said. I said, oh my God, the bump this guy has gotten. He can do. And then right after that was the Republican National Convention. And that was a big deal. You know, there was all that momentum. And I was like, and then Biden was still stumbling, bumbling along. Malice pointed out, Trump got like a 1-week bump. from the shooting. And then it's gone. It's no one even cares anymore. And that's odd to me that that would be the case, but it's true. There is no more momentum from that. And, you know, in that story, you've got the horrific angles of, you know, a guy died, a family man died. And the fact that that thing vanished like a fart in the wind is stunning, that story. So Harris gets center stage, and I'm not thinking for a second that she's got any chance at all. Joe Pellerito is here. He says, living in historical times, and that's absolutely true. When you think about what has happened in this country in the past month, I mean, that is, it's pretty crazy. Joe Pellerito adds, and Donald J. Trump is burying himself as Harris gains momentum. He has been spouting off about the dumbest shit and trying to, you know, chip away at her. And she is really handling him in an effective way of like, what? Okay, sure, great. The idea that yesterday I played you the clip of when she said, yeah, I'd love to debate him, but he's not debating me. And she was very, I don't know, her demeanor during all of that was enough to, you know, smash the ball back into his court. And he kind of looks, in my opinion, like a bitch if he does not agree to debate her. He's been doing the requisite coming up with the wacky nickname for her and using that. And, I don't know if anybody's buying into that anymore. It just seems to me like before, like when he would throw out a nickname, it would be so biting. But it's kind of like bouncing off of her. Jeremy says she's taking him head on. She's matching his energy. No, she's not. She's not matching his energy. His energy is stomp your feet, face red, steam coming out of his ears, and she's keeping it cool. That is not matching the energy. She's pulling a full-on judo maneuver. Stepping aside, he runs on by, and then there's distance between them. If she was really matching his energy, she'd be screaming and yelling from the podium. But she literally just stands there and speaks perfectly, almost as perfectly, as I do on a daily basis. Joe describes her energy as unworried. Yes. Unfazed. Casual, even. Now, is this just me saying how I feel based on what I've seen? Well, partly. I mean, if I were just doing that today, that would be enough. Because everybody knows how brilliant I am when it comes to these things. After I've put my two cents in, my well-thought-out points of view, as always, they usually make people go, ha, he's right. But no, I'm going off of not only the momentum, because yesterday I hadn't seen any polls, and I was just going off of her commentary about Trump. Trump on X. You see, this is dumb, in my opinion. because he screenshots the latest poll. By the way, she's stunning. She is really pretty. He's handsome too in that picture. And then he writes in all caps, "Fake news, Fox is at it again, folks. So unfair, so dishonest." Oh, you know who says that's not fair? Freebeer would say that. That a little kid would say, "That's not fair." Nobody's ever seen anything like this before. Ignore those phony polls unless they're in my favor. Ignore those phony polls unless they're in my favor. And they show four key swing states. Wisconsin, she leads him 49-47. Pennsylvania, she leads him 49-46. Minnesota, she's crushing him 51-43. Michigan, she's crushing him even more 57-47. Oh, fuck. Chad's missing upper lip, writes, "Clinton was up in every state the day of voting. Polls are clearly flawed." Okay. You might be right. You're probably hoping that that is the case. Chris says Trump's the best. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Jeremy says, "I guess I misspoke. She's matching his energy in the way that she's out there and refusing to take his bullshit. Judo flip is a better way of saying it. You're dead on." Let me get into a little bit more about the polls. Newsweek reports. Harris carves open huge polling lead over Trump. Ledger, the polling company, they questioned over 1,000 people in the last, just about a week ago, July 26th and the 28th. According to the poll. Now, look, you can say polls don't matter, but they fucking do matter. They absolutely matter. Because, and here's why. You might be like, "Well, I don't believe them." Well, all right. Most do. And when a poll is put out, whether you believe it or not doesn't matter. If it's showing one leading the other, that helps. When third-party candidates are included, Harris leads Trump by 7 points. I did not see any of this coming, by the way, with the presumptive Democratic nominee on 48% compared to Trump, 41. There's a lot of boring details. There's a bad picture of her and an unflattering face. But if you're MAGA guy, if you can look at all of this and pay attention to what she's doing and what she's saying and pay attention to what he's doing, you have to be concerned, because all he's doing is talking shit. The latest is he's questioning her race, I guess. He spoke to the National Association of Black Journalists at their annual convention. I think we're able to hear what he says in this clip. I'm fucking shit up again. Wasn't quite prepared for that. That's better. Pregnant pause. I like
like that.
Well, first
you. Why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question
so in such a horrible manner? First question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit.
He's right, by the way. She did approach him terribly, way aggressive.
I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black. And now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know. Is she in?
You hear that murmur? They're like, oh, God.
Indian or-
I give him credit. He's with black people.
Or is she black?
She has always
but
identified
you know
as a black woman.
I respect either one.
College.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't. Because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she went, she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you
I
believe
think,
that
I think
she
somebody
is a-
should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
All right.
The Bush guy.
Hold on a second. What the fuck am I seeing? What am I hearing? Stop it. That was actually great, what he just did right there with that loud mouth being all aggressive with him. But that's his new thing, his saying, I don't even know if she's black. Harris says, quote, it's the same old show, the divisiveness and the disrespect. The American people deserve a leader who tells the truth, a leader who does not respond with hostility and anger when confronted with the facts. We deserve a leader who understands the differences do not divide us. They are essential. All right, whatever. You know, don't start using too many words and screwing this all up. The fact that Trump points that out. Hold on a second here. I got a phone call. This is probably a listener of Q100. Q100. Hello? Sorry, I thought somebody was going to request a song. Hazmat says, who cares what she is? And that's exactly right. Trump, by him making the point of talking about her race like that, who gives a shit? I mean, even if she did do that, what does that even mean? Nothing. Trump's remarks came as Harris is enjoying polling momentum in her still young campaign for president after Biden dropped out of the race. You know, for the Democrats, thank God that Biden did that. Because all she had to do, the bar was set so low on the Democratic side with Biden. And even with it being set so low, he still would have gotten a number of people to vote for him. He wouldn't have won. With the bar being so low, all she has to do is walk in front of a camera with a microphone, shrug off Trump like he's no big deal. Don't overreact to his nonsense. Smile. Say appropriate things about how you want to lead the country. And leave it alone. If Trump is going to go ahead and just basically come unhinged and talk shit about her instead of actually how he wants to build the goddamn country if he is elected president, he's playing right into her hands. In this short amount of time, you've managed to squander any lead you had, and now you're sucking teat. And if your response is just to make up wacky names for her, crazy Kamala is saying she's Indian, not black. This is a big deal. No, it's not. It isn't a big deal. Who gives a fuck? Stone cold phony. She uses everybody, including her racial identity. Okay, let's just say she is. It doesn't matter. I would. Okay? If I was running for president and I were speaking in Glendale, California, or Boston, Massachusetts, where there's Armenians, I'd be all over that saying, oh my God, I'm an Armenian, I'm an Armenian. And then as soon as I got out of there and went to the Irish community, I'd say, hey, I'm Irish. And then I'd go to a German community and say, guess what? Sieg Heil. I don't know if I'd say Sieg Heil. That's probably going to be used in another Twitch out of context moment. By the way, if you ever do make one of those Twitch out of context moments where I say things like I like boys and I like little girls and shit like that, could you please title them another Eric Zane out of context moment pertaining to young boys? You know, just so that people know going in, because they're still funny as shit. I don't ever want you to stop doing those, but I would very much like it if you labeled those another Eric Zane out of context moment. Because otherwise, there's some pretty damning shit on there of me talking about how I want young boys and young girls. Could you do me that solid? Again, I'm encouraging you to do them. Just make sure you include that those are out of context moments. Joe Stinkpot, who's very active today.
I'm a 50-year-old man doing what a 50-year-old man should.
He is, and that is contributing to the chat. He writes, welcome to the world where you can be black and Indian. You know, the real world. Jeremy says, when I'm acting retarded, I say I'm Polish. When I'm cooking, I say I'm Italian. It was probably 30 seconds ago that I concluded talking about making clips of your old pal EZ. I'm getting a handle on how fast the turnaround is on these. Kenny says, another Eric Zane out of context moment. This is a replay from 2 minutes ago. And then I'd go to a German community and say, guess what? Sieg Heil. That is exactly what I'm talking about. And then I'd go to a German community and say, guess what? Sieg Heil. These clips, I just can't get enough of them. I love having sex with 12-year-old girls. And I've got the boys covered. I'm rich in boys. I love boys. I need a little girl. Okay. These are all Eric Zane out of context moments. I have to go ahead and make the latest one available. I forget how to do that. I think it's okay. I think I figured it out. Can you let me know? Now, most of these have like no views. This one says Zane's master plan. I forget what the hell this is. I'm paying off BET to keep them from releasing it. I'm hiring another hitman to shoot the executives at BET like they did to try to kill Trump. Unbelievable. Corey says he clipped the asshole of the day. I don't know why. Yeah, it's okay that you raped a 12-year-old girl that's the same age as Kenny's daughter. You're fine. Join the Olympic team. Again, if you could save those as another out-of-context Eric Zane Show podcast moment. I would appreciate that. Those all get me canceled. All right. Is there anything else on Harris that I want to get to? I just want Trump to debate her. This is not the first time Trump allies have attacked Harris's racial identity. Similar suggestions were made in 2019 about Harris when she was the presidential candidate in the Democratic primary. All right, whatever. I mean, I get it. I mean, that's kind of like the Trump playbook. I just don't know if it's going to work this time. It appears it may not be. If you believe polls. If you don't believe polls, well, that's cool too. I happen to believe polls. I love poll. I mean, I would love to have a poll in either hand. There you go. That is another Eric Zane Show podcast. Out of context moment. Corey says the I'm talking moment in the Pence debate was pretty good. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember that. I do also want to talk about the guy in Saginaw Township, Michigan. And he's in trouble. He put up a Trump sign, and I guess he had put it in a spot where you weren't allowed to put political signs, and someone removed the sign. Well, my man came back and put another sign up, and then near it, like on a telephone pole, he scribbled a note. So if you were to see the note, it says, I set up a camera and I'm out in the far distance with a 9mm gun. Any bastards takes my sign down will pay. Something about aim down. Democrat, although you up for, I can't read it. Thomas Roy is the gentleman's name. I guess he had put his sign on private property and that was the end of it. I take it back. Thomas Roy is the one who removed the sign. And then this dude put up the menacing note. I can't see the whole article because it's MLive and those assholes charge. I mean, seriously, who the fuck does that? Hey, don't forget to sign up for Patreon. The guy ended up being charged with, I don't know what you could be charged with. But he got in trouble for that. You can't say that. You can't say that, hey, I'm going to shoot you if you take my sign. Which I don't know if that should be. I think that should be okay to actually write that. If you take my sign, you'll be shot. How is that different than like, hey, private property, beware of dog? In my opinion, that should be okay. I don't know how much. I mean, he's probably going to get in trouble, but in my opinion, that might be overstepping a little bit. Who gives a shit? If I saw a sign that said, hey, don't touch my sign or I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to ignore the sign. I'm not going to go near the sign. I mean, I think you can put a sign on your house that says, stay off my property or trespassers will be shot. I think that's a thing you can do. Nobody does it unless you live in like some of the fucking communities up north when I visit up there. When you get north of the hard living line, which is US 10. You get north of the hard living line, US 10 in the great state of Michigan. And it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. You don't need to put up signs because everybody knows how much of a crime it is to trespass on someone's property. People north of the hard living line don't have much except for acreage that goes for like $800 an acre. It's not expensive. So that's like gold to them. So they put up signs that say, well, they don't have to, but they could put up signs that trespassers will be shot. Nobody's going to disrespect that. But honestly, there's really no need because everybody up there knows the rules. Like if you want to go over to your buddy's Larry's house and he lives on acreage and he's got, okay, Larry's got 10 acres and a shit bag mobile home, kind of like Fear Bunker North. 6 cars on blocks, 11 dogs, kids walking around with just diapers on, a fat ass wife on the porch strung out on meth. And you want to go over to Larry's. You don't just go rolling up the driveway and bang on the fucking door. You don't call. Larry doesn't have a phone. Nor do you. The only way to do this is when you drive by. If Larry's out, stop, roll down your window of your 30-year-old pickup with the Trump sign on the back. Say, hey, Larry. Do I have permission to come on the property and say hi? Yeah, sure. Then you show up and you do your thing. You just don't. You don't go on people's property. It doesn't matter who the fuck you are. You don't do that. So I don't know if it's necessary. He'll probably beat that rap. He could just say it's my First Amendment type of deal. I don't know about the accuracy of a 9mm. I mean, are we talking about a handgun from a distance? Handgun from a distance is a challenge. Okay? Outside of like 30, 40 feet, you know, it's you got to... I don't know about that. Not everybody is this guy here. Have you been following the story of this 51-year-old dude from Turkey, Yusuf Yusuf Dikic. He just won a silver medal in shooting at the Olympics. Now, here he is. He's just standing there. He's got a hand in his pocket. And you know, you're thinking, well, what's the big deal? The big deal is...
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Most people that are competing in shooting have a specialized set of lenses over their eyes that are allowed. They reduce blur, they reduce glare, they make the shot to win a gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal more attainable. Some also wear ear protection. None, except Yusuf here, shoot with their hand in their pocket, just a regular pair of glasses and no ear protection. This guy has become a star overnight. The comment, if smoking had been allowed in the Olympics, then he would have won the gold medal. There's a Photoshop of him with a smoke in his mouth. I wish he had a smoke in his mouth. Like, here he is here. Look at this guy. He's got the ear protection. He's got the whatever this fucking thing is on his eyes. Makes him look like fucking Rom, Space Knight. And then this dude. He's just stone-faced with his regular specs on. No ear protection. Corey writes, he shows up, shoots everything, and leaves. My God. Yeah, he won silver. Now, since he's Turkish, I'm not supposed to like him. His ancestors probably slaughtered my ancestors. But I think this might be the first Turk. Well, maybe second. Ahmed Erdogan from Atlantic Records. I might have to go with him. It's a guy who basically helped make Ray Charles famous. And this guy are my favorite and only Turkish people that I like. Kenny adds, he looks like he's just down the, he's just got there on break from working down the street. Tyler adds, pictured here, one nerd wearing protection and one cool dude who should have a cig dangling out of his mouth. I'm not kidding you. If he walked in with a dart in his mouth, smoking incidents, frequency of smoking would go up. More people would start smoking. I know I would. I'd be doing everything with a cig hanging out of my mouth if that guy had a cig hanging out of his mouth. That would be the reason why people smoke in the first place. You fucking look cool. Chris says a dart and a bottle of some shit vodka. Yeah, and he's just fucking big rips off the bottle. Jeremy says, what's crazy to me is that the U.S. finished dead last in shooting. We're obviously not sending our best. Yeah, this guy is just taking over the world, this Turk. He's got his 5 minutes of fame. Yusef Dikic. Even this picture. The fact that he's got the dad bod. He's got his belly sticks out further than his chest. That's terrific. Turkey's first ever medal in shooting. And then people went to Yusef Aydek's Instagram. And, like, he's a cat dad. Here's a picture of him with his cat. And everybody's in love with him. This guy is going to slay so much hot Turkish women poon if he's not married. And even that, he might still slay Turkish poon. He is an absolute hero. I mean, yesterday the stories were Katie Ledecky slaughtering the field in the 1500. And this guy. I mean, how great is that? Well, congrats to him. More Olympic stories. This French Olympic diver. I'm a couple days late on this, but he was getting ready to dive, and, you know, divers are all this ripped, young, fantastic, handsome. This guy is from the home country. And look at the size of this guy's dong. That is totally, totally sticking out. What a wad of pecker. Oh, my God. Everybody, I mean, and it's not like he's trying to do that. That's the required gear for swimming. And this dude he's an instant star. I've heard about that, those in the Olympic Village, there's a lot of commingling. There's a lot of people, a lot of the athletes, all the athletes, you know, unless they're there with their wife and family and they're just kind of, they have no opportunity. You know, you might see this guy from the diving team plowing tons of chicks. You know, you get young women who are single most of the time, young men that are single most of the time. They're all extremely attractive, most, you know, maybe not the shot put chick or the discus chick. But, you know, there's going to be, this guy is going to get it thrown at him if he isn't already. Oh, hang on. We got another radio station phone call. Hey, Q100.
Hey, Q100, rock and roll.
Yeah,
hey. What number am I? Did I get it?
What were you looking to win?
Hoxieville, fifth caller.
Okay, you keep trying.
Thanks, bye. Yeah.
Q100.
Hello?
Hey, you're caller three. Keep trying.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. Unknown caller. I shouldn't be getting these calls. This is not good. See, we just had an issue at the radio station where, hold on a second. I got to do this. I'm going to give you some music here and take an audition. Radio station update. The radio station just went through a transition and changed a phone company or a phone carrier or something like that. God damn it. So for the longest time, I wasn't getting any phone calls when I would do the radio show. Well, they finally got it taken care of. And this morning, I got a phone call from JJ. And he said, hey, your phones are good to go. They're going to be forwarded to your number at 6 a.m. And then at 10 a.m., they're going to stop being forwarded. And that's the way it is. I go, well, that's a great thing. I love that. So, I said, awesome. Well, as it is right now, I'm sitting here doing the show. My phone starts, people going crazy. That's because Jo Marie, who's on after me, she just gave away tickets for a concert. So now everybody's calling me saying, hey, what the hell? Did I win the big prize? Q100.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, sorry, you're not the correct caller. Keep trying.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Q100. Keep trying. Hey, Q100.
Hi.
Yeah, dude. No.
What's going on?
We're still trying to get the right caller. This isn't Joe Mama. This is her assistant, Ron. So keep trying. Yeah, see ya.
Hello?
County morgue.
Don't hang up.
Is this the
morgue?
This is the morgue.
This is Barbara. Is this Q100?
No, this is Crawford County Morgue.
It's Q100 phone number.
I'm sorry, is there a dead person that we need to come get?
If you tell me I'm a winner, I won't be dead.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. This is the Crawford County Morgue.
Well, somehow it must have got crossed because I dialed 989-348-7100.
Yeah, I don't know. It must have been a glitch or something like that, but this is Stan.
Okay, have a good day.
Yeah, this is Stan in the morgue.
Well, somehow it's going to you, Stan.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, I was just embalming a body, and everybody started calling me.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. Keep trying.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Thanks.
Tyler says this is the same chain smoking hag calling over and over. Stevie says embalming bodies at the morgue. That's new. Dan says all of the callers sound like they are calling from the rest home. Corey says, fix whatever this is so we can get back to talking about this dude's enormous dong. Kenny writes, I wish the Olympics were like this meme I saw years ago. The Olympics should be regular people, where you get like a letter in the mail and you just have to go compete no matter what the sport is. Just get out there and give it your best shot. That would be way more interesting. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a Hunger Games vibe to it or something like that. I like that deal. God damn it. No, I'm just going to shut off my phone. It won't even let me do it. This is so awful. If Kenny, if you were, and then like the winner would get like a great prize or something like that. The idea of that is we could do like the non-Olympics. We could still do it. Why don't we do it? All right. I think there was some drama earlier in the show regarding guy who was going to shoot, said, I'll shoot you if you take my sign. He will for sure get in trouble. Everyone knows that trespassing on another's property and stealing their property is completely fine. The only way this is construed as a hate crime is if it's done to a a BLM sign or a coexist sign or a rainbow flag. Hazmat didn't like that and said, good take. Killing people over a Trump sign is so cool. Dan says, answer and tell them they've won the Slayer Megadeth tickets. Yeah, I can't. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm just going to leave it alone because I'm probably going to get in some type of trouble for already doing the fake morgue phone call. Jimmy says about Kenny's idea for regular Olympics. He says, you're thinking of Special Olympics, Kenny. No, no, no. That's its own thing. And that's, you know, nothing but people feeling good. You know, making our beloved special athletes feel spectacular. You know what's crazy is you can hear the phone ringing. It's like I can't even stand it. Okay, I just shut the phone off. It's so distracting. For a person like me, you know how my brain operates. If I'm here trying to do a goddamn show and all I hear is the damn thing buzzing and buzzing and buzzing, I just can't do that. Corey says I could pick it up and say you've won tickets to the Michigan Drag Show Championship. Now, that would be great. Tyler says, I like the idea of regular Olympics. Can you imagine someone who should be on my 600-pound life being forced to compete in diving? Hazmat throws out, that woman from the phone call would be drawn as our personal, as our pommel horse representative. Anyway, back to this dude's dong. He had to have known that his pecker would get that type of attention. I mean, that thing, the words that come to mind are thunderous. What he has done for himself there. You know, basically, you've got his cock all balled up into this wad of meat there. What an impressive cannon that guy has. Jesus. And then the pose. He's like looking up. I can promise you there are women, dozens if not hundreds if not thousands, who have already touched their bean. Even dudes, there have probably been a ton of gay dudes. This guy is the single most wanted man in the Olympics. And he's really not that much to look at. I mean, at least in this picture, he's got kind of like a dopey smile. Oh, no, here he is. Here he is. So, he looks good. Here he is on the left. That's a total thirst trap. Oh, my God. Yeah, the girls in the Olympic Village are going to know who to go for. Either Jules or his little buddy here, Alexis. French studs. Great. Yeah, he might as well not even have a pair of trunks on. Every picture of this guy, no one's even looking at anything other than his dong. Even the fact that he's completely ripped. Not an ounce of fat on him. No one even cares about that. Yeah, whatever. I don't want to see an ass shot. I need dick. Yeah, whatever. Give me dick. There's one for you, Kenny. Here he is with this nerd. Nope, nope. Whatever. 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 Not interested. What a superstar. Well, congrats to him. Basically, if he never dives another day again, this dude here, Alexis, or that's not his name, Jules Boyer, will be a millionaire because of his monster dong. And he could go on like OnlyFans. He wouldn't even have to whip it out. He could just wear, have it packed into that swimsuit. And that's all that people would need to see. Olympics bulge bonanza. Now, not to be outdone, I kind of know what that guy is going through. Now, I don't really compare my own penis to other dudes. But all I can tell you is that, and you may have heard this story before because it was just a week or so, 2-3 weeks ago that I told it. But when I was in the RV, which, by the way, it's done being worked on. I go get it today. The fraud bus. When I was in Maine, so closed space, Pooh Bear, Eric, Jackie, Justin. I get out of like my back bedroom and I open the pocket door and I go into the bathroom in the short amount of time. I think I'd done that or I'd taken a shower or something like that. In the short amount of time that I'm walking through the hall, I mean, I'm probably visible for 1 second. Jackie says, "Why does your bulge stick out like that?" And I go, "Oh my God." And then she like wants to know. She's like, I mean, she goes, "Really? It like it sticks way out." And I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation with you. That's a terrible thing. And then it happened later on because she caught and her eyes go right to it. She's like looking right at my package. And she's like, "Oh my God, look at that thing. It sticks way out, Dad." Maureen says, "Why is she looking at it?" And that's a great, and I asked that too. I go, "Well, what, Jacqueline, you're my daughter. You're not supposed to, even if you were to notice that, you don't voice it. Most people have a filter. Why are you, why would you do that?" And she's like, "Well, it's sticking way out, Dad. I'm having a conversation with my 27-year-old daughter about the size of my dick." Tyler says, "Diving guy is trying to start the Dong Olympics, where dudes use their cranks for incredible feats such as fencing, pole vaulting, and weightlifting. Not your best joke." Kenny writes, "You sent me a video once when, because Kenny made me a video game system, Super NES Raspberry Pi. You sent me a video of you using it. And at the end of the video, you moved the camera to your crotch and you said, 'There's my package.' And and I was scarred for life." Rebecca says, "I wonder where Jackie gets it." Yeah, you're right. You know, I have been very upfront with you and forthright in many personal things that the average person wouldn't even dream of ever sharing. You're right. The filter is diminished. The apple has not fallen far from the tree. That's a silly question to even ask my child. I guess there was a moment just a second ago in the chat when Corey tried to post a link. I guess Kenny has told him on more than one occasion, links do not show up. Kenny is losing patience with you. I remember even seeing this one time when he said that a link shows up as three diamonds on the screen. He keeps telling you that, and then you keep posting it. So he's very frustrated with you about that. Just wanted you to know. You have to simply tell me to go to the spot on my Twitch feed to find another out-of-context moment. Yeah, whatever. I don't want to see an ass shot. I need dick. Yeah, whatever. Give me dick. Oh, it clipped. Yeah, whatever. I don't want to see an ass shot. I need dick. Yeah, whatever. Give me dick. Kenny did this. Love pull. I mean, I would love to have a pull in either hand. There you go. That is another Eric Saint Show podcast. Out of context moment. And then I'd go to a German community and say, guess what? Sieg Heil. Kenny refers to Corey as a fucking dummy. Maureen says, the NFK has been mentioned. Is NFK doing all right? Did his doctor appointment go okay yesterday? Yes. It did go okay. This was with just a yearly checkup. As Bob writes, it's been almost 3 years of no links allowed. I'm going to go into the settings and make it so that it is allowed. So that you will be able to do this. Once I remember. I think I can do that, right? All right. Yesterday, then Kenny says, Eric, don't do that. Bots will fuck up the chat. Okay, good call. The NFK sitting there and the doctor says, so what do you like to do for fun? And he goes, watch TV. And she was actually the PA. Her name's Amy. She's awesome. She says, you ever thought about going out and catching a walk? Getting a little walking in? And he goes, yeah, I would. And she goes, okay, yeah, maybe walk around the neighborhood. And he goes, yeah, but I don't know my way. And I'm like, and I'm sitting right there. I go, what? He's walked with me. And I go, well, it's one road. It's a loop. Like if you start and go down the road, it will then go around and you will be back where you started. Yeah? I go, yeah. Today is, by the way, 4 years since he moved in here. I go, yes, that's right. Now, in the background, in my brain, I'm like, you know, first of all, you know that. Second of all, if you really wanted to, you could just go out and back the way you came. But there we are, and I'm like, come on, man. The way my man's brain works sometimes. Jesus. All right. So, yes, that is the latest on the NFK. Okay, I have gone way too long of giving the show to Facebook and YouTube. I am going to send you on your way. If you want the rest of the show, you got to follow me on Twitch, where you cannot post links in the chat, but you can say just about anything else you want. It's always so much fun to participate in the chat and have a good time. We got a great group here, so don't be bashful. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. Or download the Twitch app, search Eric Zane Live, and be part of the group. So you can join the 36 or so of my everyday people who participate in the daily show. That is the only way to get the entire show live, is on Twitch. Now, of course, when I get done, every bit of audio becomes the audio podcast available for you to download. Wherever you download shows, please subscribe, rate, and review. And that's what I do on one platform. The other platform is Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane, where I have thousands of episodes for you to check out there as well. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Tonight is a Big Fraud Thursday. All right. Where we will be, Ben Glaze and I are going to do Who Are These Zanes? We've got some material from Billy Magoo and Zane that we're going to laugh at of me doing my thing as a part of a show. And then we'll make it over to the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast after that, featuring another 1 minute of the Bomedy podcast, which is Ben's one episode podcast about the comedy industry and his experiences in it. And it's a huge pile of shit, which means we are laughing. We are laughing at 1 minute of the Bomedy podcast. But for now, I'm going to send you all on Facebook and YouTube on your way. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. My spot on X is brought to you by my friends at Blue Frost IT. A Thursday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast brought to you in part by Berlin Raceway. There's racing at Berlin this weekend. BerlinRaceway.com. If you want in on that action, you can buy your tickets in advance. $14 when you buy them online. If you buy them at the gate, they cost $18. 15 and under is free. Parking is free. There's racing Saturday. And then I think the Saturday after that, I will be there for another edition of the Coleman Lutz 500. Always a good time. BerlinRaceway.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hire me on Cameo. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. My cameos are so much fun. Glad you can be part of them. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. ERVines.com. The authority that can fix any car, even if it's an EV or a hybrid. Those are a little bit more tricky. They got you covered. For the most routine of repairs or something that's a little bit more intricate, you have to go to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Find them online, irvines.com, ervines.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. I am now going to head over, take a quick break, a tinkle, if you will, and we'll be back. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.